of the Earth and outer space, the Gundams are labeled as rebels and are isolated from society. With no place to return, the Gundams and their pilots are forced to fight for a reason to exist in the ever-changing world.
You're a little bitch, because you know where I am, motherfucker, so come see me.
Listen, you guys are nuts, buddy.
I'm coming down here right now.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Damn, she wants to get fucked up, huh? You want me to meet you somewhere and fuck you up?
Hey, is the volcano in 204?
What are you saying? I'm asleep, man. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, 40B, right? You ain't getting me caught up in that shit.
Whoa. What time is it anyway?
Why are you picking on me?
What are you talking about, man?
You're crazy.
It's like, you know, right now, if he gets you on the floor, you will be escorted out without a refund.
Come and fucking see me, homie.
Play Station Radio!
We're back. Like a bad case of the herpes. This is Prank Session Radio live for Saturday, July the 6th, 2013, with your host, Patton Fox, and Dozer. So what's up, Doze?
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this lovely evening, on this lovely night, whatever. Thanks for coming to do some pranks and hang out. Shit. How've y'all been?
Back like the herpes, dude.
Back, motherfuckers. It's all been good. Took a break. Got lives, things to do, people to see. But tonight we're here, so doing calls. If you guys want to send in numbers, click the request to prank right above the chat. Feel free. And while we have either of us to do a show, really.
Yeah, sorry we canceled on our fourth show, but then the fifth show.
we almost canceled tonight's show.
I had something to do the fourth, and he had something to do the fifth. This is vacation time.
So. Yeah. I tried talking Deathbox out of tonight's show, but it didn't work. So
we promised, man. We promised this one. What's that say? First time shame on you, second time shame on you. Third time you're a douchebag.
Yeah, it goes just like that.
That's how it goes. I don't know.
It goes just like that. Hopefully security will roll around soon.
Everybody type in the chat what they're drinking on.
Yeah. Come on, I'm drinking Amstel Light.
You drinking what?
Amstel Light.
I'm a salt. I'm still on vacation. I have... let me turn that down. I have Del Zaki's. I have Bud Light Platinum. I have Muscati Wine. I have Heineken. What don't I have?
I don't know. Yo, is Enigma around?
Yeah. Ow, bro. You asshole. Don't be calling my fate. Go away.
Let's see what else. Gotta get some numbers here, really. We don't have any numbers. So you guys should send them in. I got a new wallet today. I'm putting all my stuff in.
Got a new wallet? What does it look like? Just snap a pic for people.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a picture of my ID.
Make sure you put that social in there, son.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Nobody's going to steal your identity in a prank show.
No, I know. That's preposterous, dude. Who would do that stuff?
Preposterous.
It's blasphemy. This is the meeting of the five families.
This is the meeting of the five families. I don't know what these men are gonna do.
I can't do it. I just can't do a good voice like that. It's the right tone, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't pull off the menor or whatever it's called. I guess I'll start with the platinum then.
These men, they have betrayed me.
These men, they have betrayed me. And then I fucked my wife, fucked my daughter, fucked my hand, fucked my other hand.
And vengeance needs to be sought.
Okay, let's get some calls or something.
Nah, fuck calls, dude. Just hang out and talk. I'm kidding.
You care if I had Kesha?
Yeah, sure.
Am I not the host of the call?
You have to be.
No, because you dragged your thingy in here. We're going to redo it real quick.
Oh, alright. We'll be right back and we'll do some calls. Just like that, we're back.
Like a bad case of herpes. Okay.
Who's typing?
Yeah, you're going to mute your mic, sorry.
No problem.
Oh, okay, there we go.
She just wanted to listen. Oh, let's see. Should Box call skate rinks and say you picked up a box full of skates? We could do that. Let me look up skating rink.
I'll get your number.
Okay, cool.
Like roller skating?
I guess. I don't know why I thought ice skating.
Let's see what we've got. Well, Pat, for $25,000, we have one called... Or here, we'll just try it. They gotta be open. It's gotta be like prime hours for them right now. And that number, send them in the request of prank. It's above the chat. Boom.
Oh, for anybody who don't know, this is Cassius. So what's up, Cassius?
Hi.
That's Cassius. She's Canadian. Anyway.
Canadian?
Okay, that's her. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Ice skating. I guess he's wanting to do a box call and a group call. Find a box of skates. Do you want to do this?
Yeah, we don't call anybody in the show, so don't ever submit anybody's number. It's in the chat. It's just stupid.
Funky Skating Center.
Yeah, I was out... I just skated there yesterday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was leaving, and I found, like, a box full of skates with your logo or whatever on it.
You found a box full of skates?
Yeah, and it's got, like, 12 or 13 skates in it.
Where at?
It was outside the building, like, in the back.
Really?
Yeah, I was just going through your trash.
Maybe they were in the trash.
They wasn't in the trash. These are, like, new.
Really?
It looked like a delivery, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Where
they at now?
They're at my house.
Are you gonna bring them back?
I don't know. Is there a reward?
No.
Well,
why'd you take them?
I didn't take them. They were outside. I was scared somebody else would take them.
Oh. I'd have to see what they were.
What'd
they say in there?
They're free-range skates.
Are they brown or black?
They're black.
Are they in boxes or by themselves?
They're in boxes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
Well, I found this like... It was like a box. It was like a shipping box. And it has a bunch of boxes of free-range skates. And they was behind your building when I was digging through your trash last night.
They were behind my building?
Yeah, they're like brand new. I was wondering, is there a reward if I bring them back?
And they were some skates?
Yeah, they were brand new. They looked like maybe a delivery. I didn't want nobody to take them, so I took them home with me. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm what size?
I don't know. I don't know about these. I'm just like, I dig through trash to try to find stuff for free.
Oh, okay. Have you got the right number?
Yeah, skating place. These are skates.
Yeah, in Harrisonburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't normally get our stuff delivered here, though.
So I can keep them?
Maybe bring them by and let us have a look.
Well, is there a finder's fee for them?
Well, I suppose it depends what it is.
Skates. There's a lot of them in there, about 30 of them.
30, and they're new?
Yeah, brand new in the box, too.
Yeah, bring them by. Let me see.
Okay, well, I want at least $5 each for them.
All right, if they're mine, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. That sounds like something the mafia would do. Like, they would steal somebody's skates and sell them back to them.
It's weird, the lady who owns it's like fucking British or some shit. Yeah. Irish.
Don't that sound like something the mafia would do, though? Like, they would steal the skates.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Sell them back to them.
You're going to pay us protection money. We're going to come break your windows. You don't fucking pay us. That's how it works.
No, what? Is there not a finder's fee? We're scared somebody's going to take them.
Oh, yeah, it's a good ploy. They should pay for them. Fucking assholes.
Okay, let's see. What else we got?
I don't know what else.
Give us ideas. Tonight's called the Idea Show.
Yeah.
You give us ideas, we go. Yeah. The longer you give us ideas, the longer we stay on the air. Okay, we're gone. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, let's see. Oh, the one sent some pranks in, he said. Check that out. We can't call your mom, Tundra, because hookers don't have cell phones. That was a nice one. I know. Let's see. Let me Google some places.
I just put this beat on, this one beat on loop. It's like the perfect fucking volume for this show. Oh, you said we got requests?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got there.
They made history today.
Fuck this. Who?
The world.
What do you mean?
They launched the first solar-powered plane and landed it today.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep, the Solar Impulse plane.
You're fucking kidding me.
Ain't that cool?
That's some fucking cool shit right there. People are learning shit. It's technology in the making right there.
If you go to Google, you can click on it and watch it. You can watch the landing and everything on it. It's called the Solar Impulse plane.
Solar Impulse plane.
Mm-hmm. Ain't it cool?
It's pretty fucking cool, dude.
Well, that would mean, well, it kind of makes sense if you think of it. They're that high in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's the if anything should be solar powered, it should definitely be airplanes.
I don't know the format of that number, but I guess it's this.
Oh, wow, that's cool. The whole fucking wing is one big solar panel.
Yeah.
The wingspan, that's huge.
I figure at night it would still get solar power being that high in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got to reformat that number you submitted. Because that is not an Alabama number. I can confirm. Oh,
dude, security's here.
Oh, can you drag him in?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Gotcha. Is he online yet? No, he's not. Kasha, how have you been?
Hmm?
How have you been?
Not too bad. And you?
Not too bad. A.
Oh, God. No A's. No A's here. Not a stereotype.
What about some B's? Can I have a B?
Funny.
It is funny. A wrong.
Introducing TSR security.
What up? Oh, hold on. It's connecting. Ow. Stop chewing my foot row. He's connecting. Still connecting. Yeah, I did put a plus on it, but it didn't work.
Hola.
Security.
Hello, Aaron Burr.
What's up?
We're live.
Yo, Aaron.
Aye.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think what we can. I'm trying to remember that sub places number.
Okay, just a second.
But that submitted number didn't work. Was there any more, Dozer?
No, it's the only one we got right now.
Let's see.
Alright, I'm good now. What's up, dudes?
Not much.
How you been, dude?
Pretty good.
Let's see. I'm going to try to look for a bicycle rental in California. I want to rent a bike.
So. Dude, I love riding my bike.
Do you listen to that song, Handlebars, when you ride your bike? What? That's the only song I would listen to if I rode a bike around. I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
With no handlebars. UMG is going to flag the YouTube video now as we said that.
What?
I'm just kidding.
It probably will. It won't be shown in like Pakistan now or some shit.
Yeah. Our videos never get shown in Germany. Germany blocks all of our videos.
Did you... That one call, that Bass Pro, just because it had 5 seconds of one song in it, it got blocked in like most all countries but America.
America.
It makes me feel like I'm a bird when I let go of the handlebars.
Hello, you've reached the Bike Revolution. Our hours of operation
bike
are
revolution.
Monday, 9 a.m.
The Bike Revolution.
Like, without this, they're like, they're a front.
TSR is a front.
No, we're not. don't get us flagged for terrorism or some shit. I'm about to hit you, Roscoe. You're being a
cheap rental.
Yeah, is this a bike rental place?
This bike rentals, yeah.
How long can you rent a bike for?
As long as you want.
Oh, I need to rent a bike to go to Hawaii.
You want a what?
I want to rent a bike. I want a bike to Hawaii.
Do you?
Yeah, from San Diego.
That's a long bike ride.
It's fine.
Oh yeah.
Like, do I take the Intercontinental Highway, or how do I do?
Yeah, they just built a bridge. Opened up a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yeah, so I read it on the news that they were building an underground tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much would that cost?
Well, it's just the normal daily rate, you know, it's $12 a day, so
yeah.
You do the math however long it takes you to get there and back, you know?
Yeah, you fucking douchebag.
This fucking guy. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, prank calls. Good night. I'm just kidding.
That guy was such a douche.
That's funny.
It wasn't, dude. Don't lie.
It wasn't at all. I'm going to walk out outside. Y'all keep making noise one more time. It's the last warning. I keep saying that to him, but this is it.
In all fairness, we started the show with no numbers. So it's up to the audience. Keep this one going.
Stay classy, bike rentals.
Stay classy, man. Stay classy.
I'm really drunk. I want to rent a bike when I'm driving the highway. You have to.
Hello. We are not available now. Please call.
Sir, we don't fucking cuss. Why do you say we ruin it with fucking cussing, you fucking motherfucker, cocksucking motherfucker? No.
Dick.
What?
I said he's a fucking dick.
He's just here to troll us, I can tell. Here's State Classy Dozer.
Who?
That tundra dude, don't kick him. Oh, here's State Classy Doctor.
Hello.
Be the pack leader, Deathwalks. Hey, act like we want to start a bike gang. We need to rent our bikes.
I was going to ask if they had virus protection for my bike. Where are these places at? All
California.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Stay Classy Bike Rentals. We're open from 8 to 7, 7 days a week.
Stay Classy Bike Rentals.
We should try to form a bike gang. And it's we want to spray paint all these bikes gold. And we're going to be the golden. We're going to be the golden mariachis. And we're going to ride around.
Okay.
Ride around in matador costume.
Well. All right.
The fuck?
I don't even know. It just the shit comes to my head. That's how the bean joke came.
I'm so lost.
The bean? Let's do a bean call.
She's never heard of bean call, apparently. Okay, we'll do a bean call. Let me...
How do we do a bean call? We have to find...
Let me look up a business in Honolulu. I gotta put these dogs outside. They're really annoying me. Do you not hear them? They're attacking me.
I'll find a business in Honolulu.
Okay, let me put my dogs outside. Hold on. Go!
Brought to you by Amstel Light.
Okay, I'm back from outer space. Now mm-hmm. You're sitting there now.
Oh no.
I will survive. Hey.
I can't find it.
Hold on, I'm trying to find a place. Okay, here we go.
I'll be right back. 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
1, 2.
Fucking tripping right there.
Oh, let me put the plus one.
Okay, here you go. You can have the. You can do the bean call.
No, you do. It's your call.
Yeah, but you know, you haven't had one. I've been doing calls nonstop.
I don't have any ideas, dude.
It's a bean call.
I will survive.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling Shiraki Drag
Queen. Yeah, yeah. You're
with a customer or on another line.
All right, fuck you then, hoe. Fuck you then, hoe.
Your name, number, and a brief message.
Yo, Deathbox, hang up on this hoe.
I do.
She a dumb hoe, man.
Women are...
Careful.
Women are queer.
why was you going to say careful? I ain't worried about you.
I'm a woman.
You're a girl. An old...
93 till infinity.
Ooh. Here you go. It's a bike place in Hawaii.
$5.
Place is really loud.
Why are you so loud?
Why are you so loud?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? They're loud.
I'm back.
We rent box, but we do it at the machine shop.
Yeah, we do it in a giant laundry machine. we're in a dryer, we still rent bikes. Yes, we are. Yes, ma'am. We are inside of a giant dryer.
Thanks for calling the bike shop. This is Devin. How can I help you?
Hey, I found a bike mirror, and on the mirror, It has your name, address, and everything on it. I was wondering.
On what now?
A bike mirror. I was in a bike. I was my bike gang. We fought some guy last night. We're the Golden Mariachis. And we try to jack other bikes. And we took this one bike. And I think it's your bike.
Who is this?
They call me John the Matador Kingsley.
I don't have time for this.
John the Matador Kingsley.
Oh my god.
I don't have time for this.
They call me John the Matador.
Hey, John the Matador, how you doing? Hey, Johnny. No, the fucking Matador guy. Get him over here.
Hey, let's call him back. And Dozer, say they call you the Pinata. Here you go. You're the Pinata Pincusuelo.
Bike shop, this is Devin.
Hey, this is Ricky Pensuelo, and my boss just called here about a bike that we found. This is Ricky Leahy. But they call me the Pinata Consuelo.
Okay, no, but seriously, who is this?
I told you it's Ricky Leahy. We ride bikes and we whistle.
Stop calling.
Why? We want to give you your bike back. Or we want to know if there's a finder's fee or whatnot.
We're the Golden Matador. We should make a website. And start making like a bicycle gang. And we
we should the PSR bicycle gang. We should make stickers. Too bad Death Fox doesn't ride a bike.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just kidding.
What are you trying to say? Trying to say I'm fat, motherfucker?
No, I'm just kidding. Man. Just fucking with you.
Why are you whistling?
Sorry.
I heard you whistling during that last call.
Yeah, no, I was whistling on the call. Just made it weird.
It's another box shop. Here you go, security. You do it.
Where is this located?
Honolulu.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8082.
John the Matador Kingsley. I can't. That sounds like it would be a real name, you know?
I stuttered.
Give us an idea, guys, for calling.
Yeah, we don't have any requests for
praying. We just need ideas.
Is there another bike shop number?
Yeah, this one here.
All right.
Ask them if they have that new Barbie edition bike. I don't know what. I see little dots near your name, Aaron. I'm going to re-add you real quick, okay?
Okay.
That just bugs me. I don't know.
Better?
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know which one. Let's call that same guy back just one more time. Let's call it and say you're instead of the Pinata this time. You can make up some weird Mexican bike gang name. Here we go. I think this is it.
these niggas don't want to talk to us.
Thank you for calling the bike shop in Honolulu. Our address is 1149 South King Street, located between Pensacola and P.E. Koi Streets. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday...
Why is it gone?
Because I was trying to drag a go bicycle in the chat. Here's our bicycle we ride. Ah, crap, it didn't work. But... Our bike gang only rides these kind of bikes right here. Here it comes. Let me X that. Here's the box we ride.
Classy.
Keep it classy. I'm trying to think what we can call. We're rusty, guys.
Yeah, I've been called in fucking weeks.
What are you eating?
A cookie.
You like noisy foods, like chocolate.
We can try a Waffle House if you want.
Sure.
I think we called this one a couple weeks ago. I called them too much, but anyway. Busy.
Probably blocked us, not busy. Let's see.
Send in requests for pranks, guys. Just put in the chat.
Yeah, send in those requests.
Walk off the road.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I would like a house made of waffles.
Okay.
How much?
A house made of waffles?
This is Waffle House.
Yes.
How much?
$310.
For a house made of waffles?
Yes.
How tall is it?
5.
5 what?
I don't know.
You don't know math?
What a dumb bitch.
Yeah, you don't know math? You don't know?
No, sorry.
She is dumb. 5.
Like, she said 3, 5. It's a house. What the fuck?
Durr. Sky is blue, I think.
No, it's not. It's green. Sky.
Okay, here y'all go, whoever wants this one.
Please leave your message for 719-271-5471.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, okay. Dude, Enigma, he said, I'm listening live on the way home. Some reason iPhone doesn't pick up the chat. 420. Free Boosie, PSR, Wahoo, Death Fox, Dozer Security. Enigma, dude, thanks for listening, man. You're the man, bro.
He means imprison Boosie longer.
Enigma, right. I don't know if you heard that, guys, but Enigma is listening live right now from prison. He's in prison with Boosie, and they're both listening to the show. Free Boosie, free Enigma. No, I'm just kidding. Nice listening, though, man. Get a shit. I don't know how long the show's gonna go.
I don't know.
We ain't got shit, son.
We could try the Toronto Hotel.
Okay.
Yikes, which hotel?
An evil.
Mississauga.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's like a motel.
Yeah.
At the Hotel Holiday Inn.
What? At the Holiday Inn?
put a lot of platinum. When you drink it, you get richer. Mute Joe Mike, we hear you talking.
Man, I want some pizza right now, man. I'm going to have to get some more food here in a minute, man. I'm kind of getting hungry right now. Sitting here and shit. Kind of getting hungry right now. You heard?
Have we called the Reverend in a while? Or was he on our block list?
Nah, man. We ain't calling him no more. Yo, Defi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for numbers.
Yo, man, you have a question like the meaning of life?
No.
Yo, I just put a number in the chat.
Okay, hold on. What's this one? Oh, the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6.
Guess I'll start. I muted that. Was that, y'all probably heard that beepings, didn't you?
That beepings? They gonna play it that way? Play it that way.
No message recorded. Your call is being transferred to an operator.
They gonna play it that way, huh? Here, I got something we can call, man. Something that we haven't called before.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they all own me.
And they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
I look like a Ninja Turtle. Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. We should call Mike Jones. 6360. Wait.
84 in the hoe. I don't know how it goes.
8004. We'll hit Mike Jones up on the low.
Isn't it? He's probably poor now and don't have enough money to keep that line going.
Padre Motel, this is Rick. How can I help you?
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Hey, Rick.
Babe. Hey, baby.
Hey, Rick.
Rick? Oh, you hung up. That was the dumbest call we've ever did.
Yeah, that was. Hey, Rick.
Rick, are you going to get him out of the woods on next season?
Hey, Rick.
We should call him with Walking Dead questions.
We need like a theme or something. I just have no ideas tonight.
Let's see. Pizza Hut. I don't have anything that's not evil.
Mahalo for choosing Pizza Hut, Hawaii's best. Your call will be recorded for quality assurance, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. Thank you.
I haven't did these in a while.
You can get a large, three-topping, or special pizza for $13.50 each.
I know.
When you buy two. Or try our new fire-baked-style flatbread pizza. That's $14.99. We still have our crazy cheesy crust. Large one topping for $17.99 or a big dinner box.
Thank you for calling Pizza. My name is Tyler. Can I please start off with your phone number?
Hey, Tyler. How crazy is that crazy cheese bread?
Is this the crazy cheesy crust pizza with the pockets?
Is it really crazy?
It's super crazy. It's really good, too.
I don't like the way you said that. You're sexually harassing me. Let me speak to your manager.
I'm sorry?
You're sexually harassing me the way you said that. Let me speak to your manager right now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please.
Please hold. Your call is being answered by the nearest associate of Pizza Hut and Company. Please hold. We are currently dealing with a sexual harassment situation.
It's he said it was so crazy he would get in my penis and suck it.
Aloha, thank you for holding. This is Roxy. How may I help you?
How crazy is your crazy bread?
Crazy bread?
Yeah,
you don't carry crazy bread.
Yeah, you do.
We carry breadsticks.
How crazy is the breadsticks?
It's just regular order breadsticks that has seasoning on it, sir.
I want the crazy cheese in the cheese bread.
So you want the cheese breadsticks?
Yes.
What's your phone number?
I want the crazy cheese in it.
I'm asking for a phone number.
I'm asking you to listen, cunt.
Oh, you shut your mouth. Fuck yourself. Idiot. Idiot.
1-800, go fuck yourself.
How crazy. It's crazy, man.
Well, like, it's stupid because the advertisement says how crazy it is, and he asked the employees, and they said, oh, well, just some bread with some seasoning. Like, geez, you work there for a reason. Sell it to me, you know? Oh, you are stupid.
That guy was so gay. Could you tell? He went gay. Like,
it's crazy. Yeah, exactly. Just an evil idea. So, way to sell the product, please.
Okay, this guy needs a ride to Portland, Oregon from San Diego.
Okay, here you go. Okay, here y'all go. I gotta pay so while y'all doing this one.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, Anthony. Shit. You didn't answer.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's in San Diego, so, I mean, ask him for a ride to, like, Hawaii or something.
Okay, I got it. I need a ride. Get on that.
Hello, this is Dawson.
Yeah, you're giving rides?
Yeah, sure am.
Is it free with no gas?
What's that?
Do I have to pay gas or money or what? No.
Yeah, I would want some cash. I'd pick you up and take you wherever the heck you want to go, but I'd definitely be cheaper than a cab.
Uh-huh. Do you have a CD player? Because I like listening to my favorite CD while we're driving around.
I don't even have a radio deck in my car. I just bought my car about a month ago, and I don't even have a radio in there.
Oh.
So, no, there's no radio in there.
If I bring a boombox, can we listen to that song? It's like, get up on that donkey, donkey, get up on that donkey, donkey, as we drive.
Get up on that donkey.
If we
go yeah, absolutely.
Around. Okay, can we pick up hookers and stuff?
Yeah, heck yeah, let's go do it.
Let's do it. Let's just get fucking hookers and listen to it. Get up on that donkey, donkey, get up on that donkey, donkey. Do you smoke
shards? That sounds great.
Get up on that donkey.
Here, I'm going to give you to my friend Desmond. He's going to give you the info. Here he is.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, not too much, man. How are you?
Yo, man. Yeah, we need a ride, man. But listen, the thing is, we ain't got no cash. We got shards, though, man.
Shards?
Yeah, we got like hella shards, man.
Well, shards are good, but I don't know. I need cash, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, maybe you could, like, you know, somehow, like, take the shards, you know, like, convert them, you know, via the black market with cash.
Turn them into cash?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, right? I mean, you a big-time hustler. You got customers that, you know, driving around. And they need.
I just haven't got those quick connects, man. I don't have them. I'm not from around here. I don't have the quick connects like that.
Because, I mean, man, I'll give you 30 pounds of shards if y'all can just get me and him out of Hawaii, like, right now.
No, man, I'd have to shoot for some cash.
Because there's this other dude on the island who's selling, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't want us around no more. And, you know, I've been seeing people up in the trees, and I've been seeing people following me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I think he's going to make his move.
Where are you at?
We down in Honolulu.
You're in Honolulu?
Yeah.
Well, bro, I'm in San Diego, man.
Yeah, I know, man. We need you to come get us, man. We in some real serious stuff.
You want me to come get you from San Diego out there to Honolulu?
Yeah, I don't know if they told you yet. Was you briefed? Did Roger call you? Did he brief you already?
No, not quite yet.
Because Roger was supposed to call and brief you. You see, he been working for the past year, and he made a tunnel.
He hasn't called. He hasn't debriefed.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if he's supposed to tell you, man. He made a tunnel. Did you hear that? He made a tunnel.
And where does it route?
The tunnel goes from it goes from like somewhere by your house to my backyard, and it goes underneath the ocean, man.
Nice, that's pretty nice. Hey, yes. Does it fit a car in there? That's what I wanted to know. Does it fit cars down there?
It's a freeway, man. You can fit a whole truck.
That's where it's at. But it's all about cars, bro.
I'll give you 30 pretzels if you could come pick us up.
30 full pretzels?
Yeah, man, 30 pretzels.
I can't, partner.
Well, I mean, shit, I don't know then. Hold on one second, man. Maybe I can deal with you then.
Yeah, right. This is the donkey guy. So we can ride around and listen to the donkey song.
Sounds good.
Get up on that donkey. Come on, sing with me.
Get up on that donkey. Get up on that donkey. Get up on that dog. Get up on that, yep.
Okay, we're done with
He's
you.
Still there. That's great.
The like donkey. He didn't hang up. He was the donkey. The donkey.
There you go, an hour and a half in, we finally got one good call. It's all good. That was funny, though.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was balanced. Oh, man. So, what else we got?
Did anybody submit a prank?
I'll check.
I couldn't find the good part of that song. Get up on that donkey, donkey. Let's see. Dead air. Anybody saw World War Z yet?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. I watched Lone Ranger yesterday.
How was that?
He was Johnny Depp. I went with kids and stuff. It was okay.
I took my baby, my mama, and Keon to see it. They liked it.
You know what I hate about movie theaters is those guys that laugh at everything. How can some people laugh at everything?
Like even the shit that's not funny.
Yeah,
like it wasn't even meant to be funny.
And they're always sitting behind you.
That's the worst.
and Northwest. They're really loud. They're like, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? All he did was bend down.
Can you get another beer here in a second?
Burr. Aaron Burr.
What's up?
Aaron Beer Burr. Let's see. What can we call now?
Aaron Burr?
I don't know. What else is there to call?
Donkey Girls.
Get a bone there, don't.
I don't know if we can call one of those radio shows right now, huh?
No, it's probably take too long to get on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I found a place that rents out exotic animals. Why? Trying to find the number. Owner and a tiger.
I have a license to own a cougar. I'm just kidding. That'd be cool.
I thought I would have came here. San Diego Kids Party Rentals. What's this?
Ask if you get to rent the kids, too.
I'm very lonely, and I just want to see kids play.
I want to see if I can rent the kids.
Is this an escort service?
Hi, you have reached Greg with San Diego Kids Party Rentals. If you reach this...
He sounds not like a creep at all.
Let's see. We can call a gay party line and just mess with them. You want to?
If we can get on, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know we. Yeah. I know one that we can hit numbers and get on.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold on. What is it? Talkie.com. Let's see.
I know Zolar always pranks. What's it called? The manhole.
Yeah, you want to call the manhole?
It's up to you, man.
Let me look it up. Manhole.
Do you have to pay for the manhole?
Are you really interested? No, you don't have to pay.
No, you don't have to? Okay, good.
I can hook you up with numbers and private if you're really into it.
No, that's okay.
What? It's okay. We accept it here. We accept our people here. You're like, yeah... Here we go. The manhole.
You've reached the back door to the new manhole. Operator, no collect, reverse charge. All right, if you're over 18 years old, agree to the rules, and want to enter, press 7. Otherwise, up. If you get lost in the manhole, bail to the previous menu and start again. Just hit 0. To get into a private room, you'll need to exchange private codes. Yours is 1. 0, 8, 5. Be sure to memorize it. Attention manhole callers. Power Cruise has been extensively upgraded with 4, count them, 4 exciting new features that make it faster, easier, and much more fun to use than ever before. Dig it. You can now move backwards in the greeting queue to catch that special guy you accidentally blew off by pressing the wrong button. You can push another button that puts the entire system on hold while you take another call, go grab a drink, or whatever. Another feature allows you super popular hunks to put your hundreds of incoming messages on hold while you check out the greeting loop to see if Mr. Wright has a arrived, then start them right back up again and see who you might have missed. After your intimate one-on-one conversations, you can flush that endless queue of pesky incoming messages and start again fresh. With this great new set of features, Power Cruise now puts you in total control. There's nothing else out there like that. Your manhole host here. Experienced callers, you know what to do. Otherwise, for live one-on-one connections, press 1. Only in the manhole are there 3 one-on-one rematch options that randomly match you up with other hot men. For general cruising, press 1. For top and bottom matches, press 2. Or for older-younger matches, hit 3. If you like daddies, press 1. If you want.
I want a daddy.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello. Oh, he didn't like me. I got denied those. You try.
You're matched. Say hello.
I was going
hey,
on.
Man. Oh, fuck. I'm so horny right now.
Yeah, man. I'm like a big gorilla, man. I asked someone to tie my ass down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want me to fuck your ass too?
Hey, whoa, I wasn't saying that, man. I'm like a gorilla.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a gorilla.
Are you going to fuck my ass?
Drop me in the jungle, nigga. Watch me eat, man.
Yeah? You going to eat my ass?
Hell nah, man. I ain't like that. What the fuck is this shit? I'm just trying to talk.
Come on.
I'm trying to talk ball, man. What's going on with it?
Are you?
Yeah, we're talking shop, man.
Gay men on here. We're talking dick and ass and fucking.
Oh, hell.
Eating cum.
I'm calling the church line.
Yeah, you ever been with a guy before?
Hell nah. Nah, God bless your heart, man. I was trying to find a hobby line.
Oh, sorry. Wrong line, man.
I'm building a Model 69 Charger, man. It's orange.
All right, dude. You take care.
Yeah, what you doing, man?
You really want to know?
You playing model trains or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. Okay, all right, dude. Man. You have all right. fun. All right.
Yeah, God bless
Bye.
You. Soul, man.
You too, man. Yeah. Bye.
Model trains all the way.
Here you go, security, you're next.
Oh my God.
He wanted you, Dozer.
Nah, fuck that. I'm a gorilla, man.
We're going to do a little pedo hunting.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey. Hello.
I just turned 15.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, poor guy sounded so shy.
That was Aaron. You can't talk here. They don't like you. They want meat.
Let's see if I can find a pedo.
Exiting. Your manhole host here. Experienced callers, you know what to do. This is Power Cruise, a manhole exclusive giving you total control over which guys you speak with and connect to live one-on-one. In a moment, you'll be prompted to record your hot, descriptive introduction and your first name. The intro can be up to 1 minute long and will be played to all the guys online right now. You'll then be able to send and receive private recorded messages and requests for live one-on-one connections. Power Cruise allows you to screen your messages and put you in total control. Okay.
Hi. I just turned 14. Call me.
To listen to your message, press 1. To record it again, press 2. To save your message and continue, press 3. Your message is now being played to all the guys online. Please stand by. At the tone, please record your first name. Press any key when done.
Michael.
To listen to your name, press 1. To re-record it, press 2. To save it and continue, press 3. Here's the next guy.
Hi, Dad.
To repeat that greeting, press 1. To record a private reply, press 2. To request a live 1, record your private message at the beep.
Hey, son. You ready for a fucking...
To listen to your message, 1. Your message has been sent. That caller is currently in conversation and has 2 other messages waiting. Here's the next guy.
I'd like to do a really intense role play.
To repeat that greeting, press 1. To record a private reply, press 2. To request a live one-on-one private connection, press 3. Move on. Your request for a live backroom conversation has been sent. That is not. Here's the next guy.
Hey, good looking, masculine, divorced, my dude here, all fucking stroking out doors. 5 o'clock shadow.
To repeat that greeting, 1. Your request blocked. That caller is not currently in conference and has 6 other messages waiting. Here's the next guy.
35, 6 foot, 215, brown, blue, party muscle boy, 8.5 cut thick, versatile top,
there you go,
role play fantasy.
To repeat that, press. Your request for a live backroom conversation has been sent. That here's the next guy.
Yeah, here we go. Homosexual masturbator. No.
This reminds me of hackers, those guys, you know.
Company just left.
To repeat reading, your request for a live backroom conversation has been sent. That caller is not currently in conference and has no other messages waiting. Here's the next guy.
Masculine bi professional guy, probably more gay than bi, am married, father. I'm looking for another man who is naked, who is stroking his cock and ready to come. 6-1-1-5.
To repeat the greeting, press. Your request for a live backroom conversation has been sent. That caller is currently in conversation and has 3 other messages waiting. Here's the next guy.
I'm going to get some more, man.
Yeah, go to the main menu again.
To repeat that greeting, press 1.
Masculine by professional, by probably more.
To repeat that greeting, press 1. You are about to leave Power Cruise. Your recorded greeting and exiting Power Cruise, returning to main menu. Your manhole host. Only in the manhole are 3.
Here we go. The Django rope. Yeah,
you are matched. Say hello.
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 Hi.
Are you into Django roleplay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have a black guy here. Say, what's up, black guy?
Right, what's going on?
We're going to tie him up, act like he's a slave, and just beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, let's beat this nigger up.
Yeah.
It's all consensual.
You're weird, dude.
Gonna make him suck some cock.
Yeah, totally. That's how it's gonna go down. That's how it's going down.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Huh? I just left the high school football game. I just got home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Do you play football? You play football or what?
No, I just went to watch. It's my freshman
year. How old are you?
I'm 14.
How old are you?
14.
Oh, gosh. How did you ever get on this line being that age?
I'm a hacker.
Huh? Oh, you're a hacker. Okay.
Yeah. Computers. What's up?
Yeah. Not too much.
This is Chris Hansen from Dayton, NBC.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, brah?
It's real fucking horn, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, what's up, dude? I just struck my dude.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm just jacking off.
Cool.
What are you up to?
I just got back from the football game.
Got back from what?
The football game. It's my freshman year, and I went to go see the football players at my high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just played football?
No, I just went to go watch. It's my freshman year, and I didn't want to miss the homecoming game since I'm in high school.
Oh, where's that?
Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, so what are you up to right now?
Oh, nothing, just doing homework for my ninth grade science class. Hanging out and stuff, kind of bored.
Yeah. So
you what'd you do today? Oh, yeah, dude, totally. That's how it goes. But, this homework, you know anything about ninth grade biology? It's because I'm having trouble with this worksheet. And the sooner I can get it done, the sooner I can, you know.
Yeah, so what are you thinking about?
What are you doing on the phone, son? Who is this? What are you doing with my son? Is this a faggot? Say something, you faggot.
You're live on 955 The Duck. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, tonight with the live pedo on the phone. Say hello, pedo.
Quack, quack, bitch.
I said ninth grade and fucking high school and fucking ninth grade biology like 20 times, and the guy's still like, so what are you doing? Told you, man, I'm doing homework.
He's into it. He's still listening.
I know.
Well, next guy.
Five still thinks we're 13.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just doing quaaludes.
That was epic.
Dude, ludes.
That's a good replace shard. Quaaludes.
They don't even make quaaludes no more.
I know.
This is the 80s, and I'm calling you.
Live 80s, Frank Hall.
You're matched. Say hello.
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 What's up, dude?
Hello.
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 What's going on?
Oh, I'm just playing with my 14-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just got back from the high school football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm his boyfriend. My name's Jeffrey. Do you like my voice, faggot?
Are you a pedophile? Are you a pedophile?
Yeah, we're gonna take them all down or not.
You're matched. Say hello.
What's up, brah?
How's it going? What's up going, Bo?
Not much, brah. Just brahing out, brah.
You stroking that big...
Yeah, brah.
I'm stroking that big old nigga donk.
I'm stroking that donk donk. Stroking that donk donk.
Big old donk dick?
That donk dick digger. I say every word with a D, digga, dig, doc, do.
Big old jigaboo dick?
That jigaboo dick, son.
Hey, who's he talking about, man? God talking damn. About my cock like that.
Big old coon cock.
Talking about my anaconda like that. What's up with that, huh?
I want that fucking snake wrapped around my cooch hole.
I bet you do, man. I bet you. I heard a lot about y'all, man.
Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital and have to get fucking taken off that big snake. It's log jammed in my belly.
Yeah, I know, man. They told me. They said, don't go around there. He's the biggest faggot in town.
Oh, goddamn. Because you don't want to fucking
Leroy Brown, the biggest faggot in town.
Biggest nigger in town, Buck. Now you talk. Oh, yeah. What you boys doing?
How old was you when you knew you were gay?
19.
Why are you gay, dude?
Sometimes I like girls, but I like guys more.
Why?
Sound like you got. Don't you guys got your big dicks out?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. Why are you on this line, Buck?
Fucking with people like you.
We're just fucking with you, dude. We're fucking with you, bud.
You are matched. Say hello.
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, what's up? Relax. What's up, dude? Huh?
Relax.
Sorry, man. Relax. I'm over here, all hopped up and stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, man?
You are matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, we just got home from the football game, me and my boyfriend.
Yeah, we're eating oregano, getting lit. You want some oregano, dude?
Man, we're getting fucked up.
We just can't handle it. We're just so fucked up on oregano, dude.
You are matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
we're giving these guys blue balls. That's what these guys are like trying to get off of here. It's hilarious. There's a lot of pedos in here, dude.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Nothing much. Smoking oregano. What are you doing?
Laying here jacking my dick.
Yeah? You doing it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You? Would you do it with a Brillo pad for me?
With a what?
Would you get a Brillo pad and do it?
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello. Hey, how you doing? Nobody fucking there.
You're matched. Say hello.
I just burped. You still into a gay guy? You still into a gay guy? Are you?
He's still there.
He said to...
might as well join him, huh?
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Not too bad. Just fucking stroking it with sandpaper. You ever done that?
Shit, no.
Oh, man. It burns so fucking good.
Do you get it wet or lube it up or what do you do?
No, not at all. For just fucking dry. Fucking straight to the fucking tube.
Yeah, how fine is the sandpaper?
Like, I don't know, it's fucking gritty. I took it off the job site. They've been using it all day to fucking sand stuff and everything, and I took it, and, you know, it burns. It burns so good.
Are you going to shoot a load, or?
I don't know. There's corrosive acid all over it. It's kind of eating away at my head. I don't know. I think I might get gangrene down there.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey.
Hey!
Sexy lady. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
These poor gay guys.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hey. Yeah. Would you like to save $200 by switching to Geico?
What?
Would you like to save $200 by switching to Geico?
No, you know what I have is I have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, I think you should switch to Geico. We have Don't Be a Faggot insurance.
Oh, no.
We just need your social security number.
No.
Yeah, because gay got.
What is the gay number?
If you switch to Geico today, we can make you straight.
Make me what?
Straight. We'll send you to a Christian camp, and you won't be gay no more.
Oh, fuck, Daddy. Take my plate number down.
Your plate number? What are we, it's mafia? What are we, cops? Are we the mafia?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck,
I'm gonna be on campus.
Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm gonna be on campus. The authorities need to have the plate information.
Are you on crack, dude? Are you
no.
I think you're
smoking stars.
Are you on some anal nitrate right now? What's wrong with you? Move along, gay guy.
He's been smoking a shard, fucking jerking it for 48 hours. They need the proper plate.
If you use sandpaper long enough, it'd be really smooth, honestly. I'm just throwing that out there.
It'd probably be a bloody stub.
You made them all get off of the lineup.
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Nothing much.
It won't be. What? I'm denied. Nobody loves me.
Damn, just that plane crash today?
No.
This shit was fucked.
I like this song.
Not a bad song, I'm not gonna lie. I've been hypnotized, memorized. Yeah, true. Well, I don't know. Who is this? Shania Twain or something?
No.
Never.
I'll be right back, guys.
I kind of just want to hear this song, guys.
Yeah, I want anyone to pick up. Yeah, I knew that part.
I'm rocking side to side this song. It's my group.
Last hour of the show, you guys. Send in your numbers.
This is our no intro song. What?
You're matched. Say hello.
Hello.
I'm done, dude.
Can this class memorize?
I just want to hear this song, honestly.
I love that.
I gotta look that song on bookmark, and I ain't gonna lie.
You're gonna listen to it when you and Kasha are fighting?
You don't fight.
You're gonna look at it and you stare up at the moon and the stars.
Have I been
with Roscoe, or not Roscoe, with Odie, or wait, which one is Odie on your shoulder? He's going to be on your shoulder, like a bird. Go, oh shit, we're live, hello.
It's Natalie Merchant, they would put that on there.
Is she a merchant, a ship merchant?
You're matched, say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Hey, bro, what's up?
Hello? Would you like to save $200 in your car insurance?
I think we scared them all off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go to the other one.
Exiting your manhole here. Only manhole tops. You press 1.
Guys, I gotta go for a little while, but I'll be back.
Aw, man. All right, bro.
Sorry.
Take it easy, bro.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Okay. This is at most for the last hour.
Okay, we're done with the gay line in 5 seconds if nobody answers. 1, 2. This is the longest song known to man. 3.
I know. We have 6 minute song.
4. 5.
2. 1. Okay, and we're back.
We're back from out of town. With that sad look on face. If nobody gives us a number, the show's over forever.
Forever.
Forever, ever. Ever, ever. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Sorry.
Miss Jackson.
What?
I said Miss Jackson.
That song is about rape. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You really didn't?
No. Wait, why did Sam Broadcaster always lowers the volume?
You didn't know Miss Jackson was about rape?
No, I
didn't. He's apologizing to Miss Jackson because he raped her daughter.
Like that song that World Technique made? The Devil something?
Yeah, but that's what Miss Jackson's about. He's telling her he's sorry because he raped her daughter.
I fuck you then.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real. I never meant to make your daughter cry. Apologies. If you listen to it, you'll know. Man, I'm deep. I'm deep. I'm deep as a puddle, son.
I'll be right back. Gotta grab something.
Ooh. I don't want no weenie. I make model trains. Cash.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Listening.
What?
Like a creeper?
You're a creeper. You're my creeper. Yep.
Just muted creeper.
I'm buzzed right now.
Noticed.
No. No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. We gonna...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Singing Miss Jackson.
You sang Miss Jackson.
No.
Everybody wants to hear it. Press 1 if you want to hear sing Miss Jackson. Hey, y'all don't press 1. I'm leaving, guys.
See? See? They just like, they like your voice better.
They pressed 1.
No. You can you're lying.
If you, you're go lying. To, if you go to princessrail.com, you can read the chat, Cash. They pressed 1. Let's scratch your press the bunch button and see. There's a bunch of ones. Sing it now. They voted, and you have to appease them. Sing it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who are you talking to? Don't talk to me.
No, I'm trying to group actually get to the website.
Oh.
My internet's being weird.
Oh, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
I need to...
You did not!
What?
Oh my god.
Did not what?
I can hear myself on that stupid website. Not the stupid website, but I can hear it on the website.
You gotta hit pause.
I know, and I'm like, oh god, I can hear myself.
Yeah, the live stream's in your ear, and that's a delayed stream on the site. Yeah, we're live on the air right now.
I noticed.
If anybody wants to talk on Skype with us, now is the time. Add Z570-1333 and you will be added to the call. That is Z570-1333. Again, that's Z570-1333. The chat's on the middle of the page if you go to princessradio.com. I'll say you can miss it.
It's not showing up.
Don't lock Max. It's a big white box. You don't see that box in the middle of the screen?
I see no big white boxes.
Yeah, there is. Do you have a big white box? What? The one, you add me, and then I'll add you in. I told you, Z570-1333 is the Skype. You still there, Aaron? Oh, Aaron had to go. Yeah, I'm waiting on Doze. Well, I'm waiting for the request, I don't see. It's a new Skype, dude. You have to add the new one. I have burn of heart.
Okay, I see it. It's just not working on my computer. Damn, Max.
Why do I... How hard is it?
It's apparently very difficult.
Brr.
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 Stop repeating everything. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody wants to hear that. Let's see. Let's see. Let me look up some stuff. Greek.
Yo, I had to get something, man. My bad.
I'm looking at Greek places. The one was in here, so I figured I'd add him, I guess.
They're in the last hour. Get some calls.
This is the last hour.
Yeah, no, it's just,
we can call Greek places and call people Milwaukee.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello.
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Have you been blind? Natalie Merchant.
Natalie Merchant. She's a merchant of satin and
Nelson. I like calling people named Natalie and Natalia, and they get mad.
Hey, Natalie, get your ass over here, bitch. Listen, get your ass over here, you know things.
Olive Tree Cafe, Christine speaking. How may I help you?
I would like to speak to somebody that does not have such a high-pitched voice. Thank you.
You want to speak to someone mean? Oh, no man mean works here.
What?
No one mean works here. With
I said somebody that
voice.
Does not have a high-pitched voice.
Oh, high-pitched voice? Oh, is it hurting your ears?
Yeah, you sound like a dead rat.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should call back. Bye.
Ah, it's burning my ears.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ah.
What a cunt.
I'm going to add a number. I want to see if I can do this. Can I do this one?
For $5.
Alright, I will send you $8.
And PayPal.
Yeah, people have to pay us for airtime now.
Whatever happened to people donating? I had to go in my personal funds to get this new Skype.
Alright. Let's see if this works.
Nobody loves us to donate other than Butt Scratcher.
Butt Scratcher is the number one fan.
Hello?
Hello, is this Megan?
Yeah, who's this?
This is, Mike. I'm calling. I saw your ad on Backpage. How much are your rates, per hour?
Oh, $100 per hour.
Okay, see, I just got out of seminary, and, basically what I wanted to do is I was gonna come over, we're trying to come to my place, and, what we were gonna do is we're gonna talk about the bad decision you've made, and then we could baptize you.
Is this Tyrone?
No, it's not a prank call, you fat cunt. We're trying to figure something out here, and you're being a cunt.
Yeah.
What?
So basically,
I'm sorry. I can get that way sometimes.
No, basically, but,
you're being all cunty.
I was recently ordained, and I was wondering if you would like to repent for your sins and be baptized.
Do what?
Okay, no, I got this. Hey, cunt. Okay, the only thing I can think that would get through to your stupid crack-laden skull is if I throw some dollar bills towards a church, would you repent if I lay dollar bills that leads to the church?
Sure. Yeah.
So how long have you been selling your vagina because you don't want to get a real job?
About 3 years.
And ever since I told them to.
For real, what's wrong with you? Are you? What's wrong with you? For real, honestly.
Maybe some Mexican in me.
There's two of them. Make the other bitch shut the fuck up and make some taquitos. Now you can talk.
I'm not Mexican, I'm Cherokee, actually. Cherokee Indian. Have you heard of them? Like, the Trail of Tears.
Have I ever heard of the Cherokee Indians? I don't know. They could be the American Indians, and they are her. Who's never heard of an American Indian? Are you fucking retarded? For real? You gotta look broke as fuck to be an Indian prostitute, because Indians are ugly as fuck. I'm sorry.
What? You've never even met me.
It doesn't even matter. Maybe one out of 400 Indians.
Are you being stereotypical?
No, maybe one out of 400 Indians.
Rude. You are being rude.
No, come on, let's be real. Maybe one out of 400 Indian women look decent. The rest are short, fat, or ugly faced.
I'm like 0.08% Cherokee Indian, and then I'm just marching.
Cherokee then, you dumb cunt. You're white.
I am white.
Then stop saying you're Cherokee. 0.08. Fuck.
I am Cherokee. I am white and a Cherokee.
You are not. That's like saying.
Yeah, but there's this thing. Like a Chinese person and a Mexican person can get married and have kids, and then so that kid would be Chinese and Mexican. Okay, so there's two different things.
A man is speaking. That's like saying if you drop oil in the ocean.
A man?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were a man.
Fuck up. That's like saying if you drop oil in the ocean is 0.08% oil.
What?
That really went over your head, didn't it? That's like saying drop oil in the ocean.
I'm sorry. You're not making very much sense. Y'all repeat that.
That's like saying, Dozer.
I think you're on something.
Go ahead, Dozer.
Hey, listen. Here's
are you high?
Huh?
Are you high?
Nah, we coming down from the church. Now we gonna lay some dollar bills, and they gonna go from your house to the church, and you gonna pick them all up. All
right.
You gonna pick them all up, and then when you get to the church,
sounds interesting.
You gonna
keep going.
You gonna repent.
Yes.
You gonna repent with the money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a win-win.
I mean, that way
I can get out of this rehab program. I could say that I rehabilitated somebody. And
all right, you do that.
Okay, so, like, you want us to go to, like, a Catholic one or, like, a Muslim one or, like, a Jewish
one? If she got more than $5, she would turn around and go buy a crack rock.
Nah, I'm kind of more of a pot girl.
No, you're not. I make it.
What?
If you can spell the next word I'm going to say, I will apologize for everything I said to you. Are you ready?
S-A-Y.
No, are you
ready? The next word I say.
Word. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the word is flamingo.
F-L-A-M-I-N-G-O.
That is
incorrect. What up? Come at me, bro.
That was incorrect.
No, it was not. Look it up on the interwebs.
Spell, I'm a dumb cunt.
I apostrophe M space A space D-U-M-B space C-U-N-T.
At least you know what you are now.
Yeah. What are you then?
I'm someone that would never hire you, not in a million years.
Then why did you call me?
I didn't call you. My friend called you.
Well, okay, so, like, I was sitting down, and then my phone rang, and it was you, and I picked it up, so I'm pretty sure you called me.
Is your father proud?
Go ahead. My friend talked to you.
Is your father proud?
What?
She don't have it there.
Is your father proud? Evil Ideas wants to know.
I was abandoned by my father.
Of course.
And
of course you was.
I was raised by some turtles. Crawled out a hole somewhere. Kind of found my way home, I guess.
What's your pimp name?
Indian turtles. And then, like, I lived with the Cherokees for a while.
You didn't live with the Cherokees. You're so fucking retarded.
You tell that to my special Ninja tribe of the Cherokee Indians.
You're so retarded. Okay. You're not an Indian if you have 0.8%. You cannot become an Indian.
Yeah, it's Indian. Okay? What else would be there if I didn't have my 0.8 Indian, okay? That is full 0.8 Indian, okay?
You're so stupid.
They respect me.
Like,
you
I
know
see
what?
You're a whore.
If I was, like, adopted in the court, like, I'd have, like, an Indian lawyer. Like,
oh,
yeah.
You have an Indian lawyer. Stop the presses.
I saw a Dr. Phil episode about it. Okay? I know my stuff.
Can I speak to your pimp?
What?
Let me speak to your pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Let me speak to the pimp.
What?
The guy that protects you from being, like, beaten. Let me speak to him.
Huh? If anybody protects us.
Yeah, your pimp. You're 0.8% Indian, 100% cunt.
We would like to speak to your employer, please.
Can you
Your pimp, ho. Are they queefing?
They're really
queefing on the phone.
They're really fucked up. Can you tell?
They've been smoking shards and doing lewds all night.
Shrooms. Got some shrooms in here. Would you like some?
We're over here doing lewds.
How much would it cost just to beat the fuck out of you? Because that's all I want to do.
I'd pay about $200.
Really? And I can just fucking unload all my anger on you?
Yeah.
I'm not talking sexual. I want to be fully dressed and just beat the fuck out of you.
I know, and I want my $200.
And how long can I just hit you as hard as I can?
What a dirty cocksucker.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Okay, well, I have nothing else to say to you because you're a disgrace to humanity.
Live.
And I hope you get shanked one day by some dirty nigger that fucks you. You have a nice night. I'm not that mean usually, but that right there is a gutter slut. I'm sorry. And I really, really hate people like that.
No hope.
This next one right here, he wants to be in the Marines.
Are you kidding? catch a message and be like, wow. I'm 0.8% idiot. That means I'm 100%. That's like getting a dog. That's like getting me a dog and trying to register the AKC. But it's 0.8% cocker spaniel. But it's 12 foot tall. What?
That was a good one. I like that one. Let's see who we got in here. Blood Scratcher, Death Fox, Dozer, Evil Idea, Security, Tundra, Zelda, the One, Zera, and two guests. Can you hear me alright?
Yeah.
Alright, just make sure.
And we gotta think of something to do. Oh yeah, I was looking at Greek food. Mute your mic.
Okay.
If nobody else has any more calls, we're done forever. I get Dozer.
Yes, sir.
Are we done?
It's up to you, man.
Well, we don't got no more calls
to do. I don't got no more numbers, man. I done grabbed a few off the Google Maps, man. You can call these real quick if you want, man. But it's up to you, dude.
We'll do those.
It's all up to you, man.
We'll do those. I got acid reflux like a motherfucker. Right now. I don't know if I need to take a Zantac while drinking beer. I'm going to Google it.
You guys want longer shows? Submit.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Hello, yes. My cousin told me to call you. He said you'd be looking for dishwasher.
No, we are not. We are.
You
not
don't have any job openings?
No, not right now.
I just moved here. I need to get a job. My family is very hungry.
Yeah, so you can try something else, man. We're not hiring right now.
Do you know of a local seek I can go to maybe get some charity food for my family?
No, I don't know.
Why are you busy to mother short? No.
Yeah. Did you know? Y'all want to know something cool?
What's cool?
If you want to get drunk faster, if you take a Zantac, a Zantac. Who knows what Zantac is? My heartburn medication. According to this thing, a Zantac will increase your blood alcohol level up to 38%.
Wow! Life lessons from Death Box.
I didn't know this, but I was looking at if it'd be safe for me to take it because I had like four beers. And I have bad acid reflux right now. And I was looking it up. It says the effect was striking. In a 3-hour test period conducted under conditions similar to social drinking, the study showed that ranitidine, or whatever it's called, that's the medical term for Zantac, can increase blood alcohol content by 38%. So it makes alcohol 38% more potent, basically, I guess. That's
fuck
insane.
It, the smoke weed.
Wow. No, you hippie fuck. No, I'm just kidding. I'll call the second number.
Hey, whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, spread love, man.
good way to save money.
I'll do this. You want to call some head shops? You got any of those head shops anymore? I'll call them.
Palace Motel.
Hey. Is this really a palace?
Pardon?
Is this really a palace?
This Travelers Motel.
I don't understand what you're saying.
This is a hotel, sir.
Yeah, which kind?
Book a reservation.
In Douglas, Arizona.
In where?
In Douglas, Arizona.
Can I speak to somebody from America?
Pardon?
America. I need to speak to somebody from America.
What do you need, sir?
I need to speak to somebody from America.
There's no one here.
I didn't mean to call the Indian line. Is this the Banchod line?
Please, press 1 for English. Press 2 for stupid Indian man. With the broken English. I got y'all some head shops done right there.
Okay, we'll call a couple head shops. Then we're done.
I'm hungry, and I want pizza, man.
I took a Zantac with my beer. This
I'm a pizza addict. You're doing an after show for pizza.
I want to have camera set for cash. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with y'all.
Thank you for calling the head shop. Sorry we missed your call. Please leave a message and we'll return your call as soon.
It's just called the head shop. Thank you for calling the head shop. That's kind of funny.
For head, press 1.
They were too stoned to even think of their name.
Nice truck shop.
Hey.
How are you?
Dude, I left my bong there.
Okay.
It's the brand new one on the shelf. I want to come pick it up.
Which one?
It's on the shelf with a. It's behind the counter. It's on the shelf. It's the brand new one.
Okay, but what's it called?
Which kinds do you have there?
Tons.
What kind of bongs do you sell?
Different kinds. I mean, which one are you looking for? Aurora, Sheldon Black.
Yeah, that's it. That's mine.
Which one?
The black one.
Huh? Come on down.
I'm gonna come get them all and take them home for free.
All right, you got it.
Okay, thanks, man. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, dude, come and take whatever you want.
I don't care, dude. I'm on Leeds.
Leeds.
I hear they were amazing.
Probably were.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please.
Okay.
They're not available. Here, try this one real quick.
Here you go, yeah. We're going to do these last two.
Oh, my bad. All right.
This is Blaze.
Blaze?
Yeah, Blaze Tobacco and Gifts.
Oh, I thought your name was Blaze. I'm like, what kind of name is that?
No.
Okay. How much is your Marlboros?
They're $6.99.
That's expensive.
We don't get good prices on the cigarettes here either. I think we make, honestly, like about a quarter off of them. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I won't get
the team.
My friend has a question. Here he is.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's that?
Yo, I was in there a little while ago. I was with my buddy, or not a little while ago, my bad. I mean, like a few hours ago, like way earlier, like today. And I had like just like picked up, you know, and I think I dropped it like in there or something, my half ounce. I can't find it. It's not my car. My
definitely
dude.
Definitely don't have any of that in here.
I mean, even if you do got it and then you give it back to me, like I'll give you like 4 or 5 grams for free. I mean, please, I just like need like a little bit of it back.
I promise it's not in here, and I don't even smoke.
Dude, like, she probably smoked it. Her name's Blaze.
All right, Blaze, thanks, guys.
Blaze is blazing my stash.
No, I don't have any of that here.
Is it in her vagina?
Listen, I know it's some really good stuff.
That made her hang up. That's
Blaze
expensive for cigarettes. Dude, I put $4.98 for mine. How much is cigarettes where everybody's at? Everybody tell me to pack a Marlboro Reds where you're at, probably.
Like, probably $9-$10.
Are you serious? Dude, I need to ship you packs of cigarettes and you sell them on the streets.
Yeah, man, I'll be out there in the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Because I can get two packs for the pack of your one.
Get your Shards, get your Marlboros on the one-stop shop, man. There's me. They call me Keon. I'll be on the corner, man.
For where I'm at, they're only $5 a pack, for real. We can make money, dude.
Yeah, I told you guys. PSR just a front for a tobacco smuggling ring.
No, you can go to federal prison for doing that, can't you?
Yeah, because the little stickers in the bottom. It's not a really big deal. You can scratch them off.
We'll call this the last one.
You reach Bodega's Head Shop. Shop hours are Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 8 p.m.
I always heard...
South Elgarten, dude.
I heard that that's a place you can secretly buy weed. Bodega's.
That's what I heard. You must have watched... What's the movie?
Aspect. Something?
Yeah, Aspect.
Bodega.
Bodega. The word of the day. Bodega. What is that from? It was from something.
Half-Baked.
Was it?
Yeah. He was showing you everywhere you could buy it, but he said a bodega is a place where everything in the store
is right.
Like 50 years old. But the weed.
Well, you guys, it wasn't the most entertaining show, but hey, we had fun.
No, we did. We had some good calls there. We will be back next Friday unless something happens.
Yeah, same time, same place. Maybe we'll be back between, you know? Maybe. Maybe, baby.
And if you send us $500, we will definitely be back. Definitely. All right?
We'll split. Dude, fuck it. We'll split it. You'll never hear from anybody. I'm totally kidding.
No, for $500 donation, that guarantees a show a week.
Hey, Evil Ideas, man. No, thank you for tuning in, listening. Every single one of you guys means a lot when you guys tune into the show. So from me and, you know, Death Fox, thank you all really for coming by, for supporting us, for you know, being fucking cool and for sticking around and shit.
I'm taking that little thing off the site. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
That next show thing, because it's back on schedule now.
Butt Scratcher, number one fan. If anything happens, he will be the one.
Sterling's number one fan.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Sterling.
But if anything happens to us, that Butt Scratch will be the one to let you guys know, because he holds our RAM chips, which are plugged into our back of our necks, going to our spinal cord.
It's kind
so
of
anything
like
would ever happen, yeah. So anything would ever happen to us, Butt Scratch has the paperwork to access the RAMs, so you guys maybe still be able to get some live pranks.
Yeah. So if something happens, you gotta harass him. And his personal email is
it's Butt Scratcher at SmokingShards.net.
Yeah. Okay, guys, love y'all. We're gonna roll the outro.
MuteYourMic.com/now. At PSR Dozer on Twitter. YouTube.com/PrankStationRadio. PrankWiki.com. Fucking Zionic Studios.
No.
Alright. Wait, we off? The air? Alright, wait. Oh no, we're not. Wait, what just happened? Anyways, rolling the outro. See you next week, guys. Peace. Do it, man.